Now we go live to our Waterford studio to Mick Kelly of GIY. Hello, Mick.
How's it going, Ray? You well?
Good. Happy New Year to you.
And to yourself. Many happy returns. You have a good Christmas?
I did. And you?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Nice and relaxed, raring to go again.
Yeah, now raring to go. It's cold out there, -5 in some places overnight.
Yeah.
And I suppose the last thing on people's mind is gardening. But we should be thinking about it.
January is a kind of a weird kind of interregnum month, I always feel, because it definitely has that kind of turn of the year feel where I am sort of itching to get started, but it is a little bit early to do, like, to sow seeds and things like that. So I think if you think about it, like, light levels are very low. We only have 8 hours of daylight at the moment. So, and the things seeds love most of all when they germinate is light. So it's a little bit early to sow seeds. We kind of wait till around the end of February or early March for most things. But then there's plenty you can be doing to get sort of organised and get yourself ready for the growing.
Now, I'm going
ahead.
To stop you there for a moment, because I was saying just before that song that if somebody has been threatening, and I include myself here, over the years to finally do a bit of DIYing, and you're saying 2024 is the year, so you're starting from a zero, you know, from scratch.
Yeah.
What could we be doing now? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I think maybe if you're starting completely from scratch and you've never done it before, I think the most important thing to think about is if I sow some seeds and do some growing this year, where am I going to put the plants? Like, where am I going to actually do the growing? So I think it's about figuring out in your garden, if you're lucky enough to have a garden, even if it's a small one, where could you put a couple of raised beds, or where could you do that growing in the garden? I think that's the main thing to figure out. And
what do you have to consider when you're choosing the spot?
Well, I think light's important again. Like, you want a nice sunny spot. Like, most vegetables, they prefer to be growing somewhere where they're getting light most of the day. Mm. So like, ideally, south or southeast facing. Some vegetables will tolerate a bit of shade, but by and large, pick the sunniest spot you can. Obviously, like, a bit of shelter is nice as well. Like, most, you know, if you're on the side of a cliff, mightn't be great. So a nice sheltered spot's good. Definitely kind of near a water source, whether that's a hose or a water butt on the side of a garage or whatever. You know, they're the kind of main things that you're thinking about, and try and keep away from big trees, because, you know, trees tend to have root systems that will kind of go in and compete with your veggies for
with your little
nutrition.
Carrots.
Yeah, exactly.
And start small, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. Yeah. Like, I would always say to people, maybe pick 4 or 5 things that you really like to eat and focus on those. It was a bit of a kind of revelation to me that not all vegetables are the same in terms of how easy or hard they are to grow. So things like salads, quite straightforward. Things like carrots, you know, quite difficult to grow well.
Right.
So I think picking things that are a little bit easier maybe to start. So, like, herbs, salads, beetroot, maybe courgettes, things like that, that are a little bit easier, I think, is a good.
See, I would have thought the carrots were the easiest to grow.
No, they're kind of temperamental. So they like you need a very fine soil to start, because they're absolutely tiny seeds.
How do I know if I have a fine soil or not?
Well, like, you when you're preparing to sow carrots, the soil would need to be raked really, really well, that you have a very fine kind of surface to sow them into.
Mm.
They're tiny seeds. So basically, if you've got big clumps of soil, the carrot seeds will fall down, could fall down in between 2 clumps of soil and end up way too deep. So like, really, really fine, almost snooker table fine. And they're nearly the only vegetable that you have to be that particular about what you sow them into.
Right.
They're also, if you think about it, you sow a carrot seed on the surface of the soil practically, and then it goes down into the soil, the root, and it's that root that we're eating. So if that root sort of comes across hard soil or stony soil, stones in the soil, it'll just stop and
just
and
gives up, does it?
Yeah, more or less, or it'll
come
fork.
On, carrot.
I know, yeah, up your game. Yeah, so it'll or it'll fork, and you end up with a forked carrot, which is not as fun as it sounds. So, like, yeah. I think, nice deep stone-free soil is what you need with carrots.
Okay.
So they're a little temperamental.
So that's for beginners like me. And this is the year I've tried in the past with you, Mick, and other people, and I failed. And it's hanging over me. I want to do it. I really do want to do it. So
yeah.
This
well,
is my
look,
year.
Ray. You know, I think we've talked about this before. Yeah. Like, growing your own food is a life skill. Like, it's there's a fair amount to learn. I think on the surface of it, it's fairly straightforward, but there's lots to learn. And so, like any life skill that's worth happening, I think you need to get yourself sort of
put the effort in,
skilled
as well.
Up, and, yes, and exactly, yeah. Yeah, so go on a course. This is a great time of year to you know, go on a course, whether it's online or in person. Learn how to do it with people like ourselves in DIY or others, and get yourself skilled up and just give it a try and keep trying. You know,
see, I'm learning the drums at the moment, so I I'm limited in the time I have my very busy social calendar. But yeah,
well, look, banging drums is not going to put food on the table. Right? That's all I'll say.
Well, yeah. Talk to David Grohl about that.
Well,
anyway,
true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So right now, for people who've been doing it, and they have a sort of a yearly cycle. What's in the cycle at the moment for January?
Yeah, well, as I said, like, try not to sow your seeds too early, hold off. Like, think not about what the weather's like now, but what the weather will be like in 6 to 8 weeks when you're planting out the little seedlings you're starting off now. So generally, you know, we don't really start the seed sowing in earnest until March, April, May. But at the moment, it's about getting ready. Like, definitely ordering seeds. Like, I put in a seed order every year. I love ordering seeds. I love perusing seed catalogues because I'm a bit of a gardening nerd like that. And, you know, I like getting particular varieties from particular vendors, like the likes of Seed Savers.
And they're obviously of different qualities, are they? How do you know what the best ones
are?
Yeah,
like, if you can, organic seeds are the way to go.
Right.
It means that the plant that the seeds were taken from were organic. Mm. Obviously, like, there's fantastic Irish heritage varieties of certain vegetables that you can get. There's some lovely kind of like smaller seed merchants, like Brown Envelope Seeds in Cork and so on. Like, you can shop around a bit. So get your seed order in. I usually spend about €80 a year, I would say, on seeds, which is
€80.
About €80, right. And that would deliver around probably 3 or 4 grams worth of food over the year. But, like, I'm a bit
3,000 or 4,000 euro worth of food from €80.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Now, look, I'm a bit of an anorak about these things, but we worked out from a standard sort of 3 raised bed setup in a small urban garden. You can easily grow 500 or 600 euros worth of food.
Yeah.
Probably a 10 or 15x kind of multiplier in terms of how much you spend on seed to how much food you get back. So you can also order seed potatoes at this year. So most people will maybe have heard that you generally sow or plant your potatoes around Paddy's Day in March. But now is a good time to order your seed potatoes. So we grow potatoes from last year's potatoes, basically. So some of the potatoes that were harvested, you keep them back for sowing next year's crop. So you buy your seed potatoes now, and then you do a thing called chitting, which you always have to be careful saying on radio.
Yes, well done.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got that nice. And basically,
and
chitting
what is it? What go on? Yeah,
you know the way a potato will sprout if you leave it down the back of the press in the kitchen. You're trying to encourage that, so you basically lay the potatoes out in a flat in a shallow tray.
Aye.
And they start to sprout. And that means when you plant them in the ground in mid-March, they've a bit of a head start.
Ah,
they've
very
started
good.
To
yes.
grow.
Yeah, yeah.
We're also, like,
And do you, which variety of potato do you prefer?
So the kind of main classifications are, like, early and main crops. So your early potatoes are the ones that we like eating, you know, kind of the end
new
of May
potatoes,
or June.
Yeah.
New potatoes, yeah. And I like you know, varieties like Orla and Colleen. There's lots of amazing varieties. Then your main crop potatoes, things like Queens and the more standard ones as well.
Roosters, yeah.
But, like, the good thing is, I suppose, like most things in the food chain now, huge amount of sort of consolidation, I suppose, of varieties. So we eat, you know, probably 2-3 varieties of potatoes now in Ireland and very little else, whereas when you grow your own, you can kind of try lots of different varieties.
No, I'm looking at the clock here. I have a few questions for you, but before we get to that, so you're saying it's a good time to clean and clear.
Yeah, do all the things that every gardening book tells you you should do and that no sensible person ever really does, like sharpen your tools, clean your potting shed, all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
But definitely, you know...
You're not very convincing yourself on that, Nick.
No, because I never do it, so that's why I have a shed full of broken tools.
Okay.
But definitely, it's just about getting yourself ready, I think, for seed sowing next month.
Yeah.
So think about, you know, not just what you need to sow the seeds themselves, but where are you going to plant out those seedlings? So if you need to buy a couple or build a couple of raised beds and fill them with soil or whatever.
There's a man in Wales who has a mouse who might help you tidying up your shed and all that sort of thing. It's brilliant. You haven't heard that story?
No.
Look it up. Yeah. Danielle says, I have a polytunnel but cannot for the life of me get the carrots to grow properly. Always end up little stumps.
Yeah, there you go. That's the thing we were talking about earlier on. So nice deep soil.
Yeah, fine.
Make sure it's stone
free. Rake it. And then when you think it's raked enough, rake it again.
Rake it again, exactly.
There you go. What can I do with a patch of garden all grass besides my mobile home? It's like a swamp during winter. Thanks, Maria B.
Yeah, well, again, like if you want to grow food in it, I think if you've got wet ground, a raised bed is fantastic because you're basically, you're putting a raised bed is just a timber frame that sits on the ground. You fill it with soil and it means you've got, you know, a foot or a foot and a half of good quality sort of free draining.
Can you build that yourself? Can you build a raised
completely.
Bed yourself? You can. And I'm sure there's any number of videos online to show you how to do it. Yes.
Check our website, geoi.ie, for that.
Jimmy, I don't know if this is your area of expertise. We're about half a minute here.
Yeah.
I have a laurel hedge planted in 2009. It was never cut. It's now as high as the ESB pole. What time of year can I start to cut it back and get it under control?
Not really my area of expertise.
No.
If I can't eat it, I'm not really
interested.
I think you can cut a laurel hedge pretty much any time of the year. I cut mine in September generally, just so it means I only have to do it once a year.
Okay. Mick Kelly, GIY, thanks so much for coming into our Waterford studio.
Mind
yourself. See you,
Great
Mick. We'll talk
thanks.
Again
Bye.
Soon. That's it from us. Cormac is on drive time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.